So my back hurts. Hi. Was that too abrupt? Hello. My name is Kyle. This is the Phoning It In podcast. Ahoy. Also, my back hurts. That's what I wanted. It's 100 degrees outside. We're not going to do this for long. I think it was 103 when I walked out of the office. I am driving at home. I am using air conditioning, so it is not that bad inside the car, I will admit. It's not like back in the day when I was driving my VW Bug, and there was no air conditioning. And right now, if I open my window, it would be a blast of hot air. I have done that. That is horrible. That is not where I am right now. I am in an air-conditioned car, relatively comfortable. But it is so hot, and it just emotionally, I can feel it. It's out there. Anyway, my back hurts. And I'm telling you that, one, because I've been thinking about it for a good portion of the day, and two, because I'm pretty sure now I heard it, and it's kind of stupid. I think I heard it playing Nerf basketball. So there's that. So nothing makes me feel older than hurting my back playing Nerf basketball. The fun thing was, it was with my 6-year-old daughter, CG, and we were actually having kind of a great time. It was super fun. I have realized that I am an adult, and so we were trying to find a good place to put the Nerf basketball, and then I realized I'm a full-grown man. I can nail this into the wall exactly where I want it. So we found a good place downstairs, and I just nailed the fucker right into the wall. So we have a pretty good setup for the Nerf basketball. That was really fun. I forgot. We've had it for a long time, but I kind of forgotten about it. The hoop was actually in the garage, but I remember where it was, and for whatever reason, we decided we were going to do that. Maybe because it was really hot yesterday, too, and so it was nice to have something cool to do inside the house. So Gigi's totally into it. Gigi's a tall girl. She's always been on the tall side. And so I always said big, but that's like not a compliment to most ladies. So even though my daughter is very young, it doesn't really have those sorts of concerns right now. I will say tall because it's actually more accurate anyway. So Gigi is very tall. she was a baby, we've always been like, oh, she'd be pretty good at basketball or volleyball, something like that, somewhere height. Is an advantage. I would think she'll be well equipped for a while. But anyway, we played basketball. She is really into it. So we had fun. And I think at some point, like I didn't hurt my back like dunking or anything. In fact, Gigi boxes out. So she was pretty hardcore on the rules. She was not letting me. I'm pretty much allowed. We're not really using a 3-point line, but I'm pretty much only taking shots from the 3-point line. There's not a lot of me driving to the hoop. More of a finesse game the way we're playing it right now. Gigi's shooting a lot of layups, and I am shooting a lot of what would be 3-pointers, but we're not counting that way because I think that would make her. I think that would infuriate her. So she has been winning. In fact, I will just for the record, I will say that I lost our first basketball game 10-6. So my basketball skills are pretty much up to date. That's about as good as I've ever been. But Gigi shows potential. It is Nerf basketball. But now I have, ever since we moved into that place, I thought, like, we should really get a real basketball hoop. We've got a good flat driveway, although it's 100 goddamn degrees out there, so not tempting right now. But I really do want one, especially now, really get into the Nerf basketball. I do want to get, at some point, we'll need to get one that's adjustable so I can make it low for her and then put it up when I feel like missing a bunch of foul shots. I can do my own thing. Also exercise, although I hurt myself because at some point I remember going to the ground. I don't remember exactly why, but somehow I was on all fours, diving for the basketball like a champion. For some reason, that's something. I've lost a lot of basketball this year, but I get watched my fair share of basketball. For some reason, anytime somebody dives to the floor with the basketball, the announcers are very impressed by that. Oh, he's going to the floor. He's really trying. He's working hard. The running and jumping I've been sort of ignoring, but when he dives to the ground for the ball, that's effort. That's when you can tell they really care. That's when they're working hard. So that was me diving to the ball like a champion. But I think Gigi just kind of like climbed on me. I think she somehow jumped onto my back, and it didn't hurt. It actually didn't hurt. Even dropping the kids off from school this morning, it didn't really hurt. But then after that, I started feeling it. And then after that, I sat in a office chair for 8 hours, and now I really feel it. So comfort. It's not terrible. It's not like, I mean, you know, there certainly were back injuries. But Kobe Bryant, if you were listening and you're looking for a rehab partner, I too was injured in a basketball game and would gladly, I will make myself available. I won't say that I'm totally available. I don't have a lot of free time. But Kobe, if you, you know, if you need somebody to, you know, get back into basketball health with, I will rearrange my schedule to take part in that. Just throw that out there. You never know who's listening. You never know. I don't know. What else am I supposed to say now? That's what's happening with my back. That is the entirety of the news. I don't know. That's it. I assume that these are lives, so there's no way for me to, like, pick them up. It would take forever. It would take forever to turn these into something that sounds professional, I think. Maybe that's the problem. So I like the liveness of this. I hope you're appreciating some, I don't know. I hope you appreciate this. This is not really how I want to, that's my new sign off. That's the sign off for today. First off, before I sign off, let me just say this BMW in front of me needs to put his damn foot on the gas. Let me just tell you, we've reached the end of our program. We're out of time. I am almost home. I'm not quite at the garage, but we're getting there. I know where I live, and I know how close I am, and it's really none of your business exactly. Let's just all agree that the show is just about over. Oh, I'm going to do this even though I'm home. You're not really supposed to make that right-hand turn while someone's in the crosswalk, but she was old, and I had a lot of room, and I was doing it. Anyway, we have run out of time, and how am I so bad at it? It's because I was worried that I was going to get in trouble for going across that crosswalk like that. We've run out of time. Thank you very much for listening, and I leave you with this thought for the day. I had it, and I lost it. Anyway, what I wanted to say is I hope you appreciate this.